Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, there's some interesting reporting right now in Politico. Take it for what it's worth, but this is really not unexpected. One of the stories from yesterday was, and I don't think I covered it that much, but, you know, Trump on Tuesday had this big rollout of the $500 billion investment into artificial intelligence. Well, Elon just totally threw cold water on that yesterday, saying those guys, they don't have the money to invest. So now the story is enough money, I think, is his point. White House officials said Musk very much got over his skis when the tech tycoon launched a day-long screed against the AI project. One Trump ally said Musk abused his closeness to the president. So this is already off to a rocky start. Another Republican said Trump staff is furious over Musk using his massive social media platform to pour cold water on the infrastructure deal that Trump called tremendous and monumental. And I love this quote. Now, this is anonymous, but you can kind of see where this might be accurate. The Trump ally said, it's clear, he's talking about Musk, it's clear he has abused the proximity to the president. The problem is the president doesn't have any leverage over him, and Elon gives zero Fs, which you can kind of see. And then, you know, these guys, they're so in their own world and on a unique place on the planet because they're so wealthy. Like, Elon doesn't like Sam Altman, the St. Louis guy. So there's all these complications with that as well. So I don't know where this is going to take us. I do know that we apparently don't have Vivek involved in Doge. And is anyone going to be running Doge? They have some cool things that are happening on the web. I don't know if you heard about the Spanish language site. They shut that down. They're saying it's going to return, but they're changing it. A lot of the DEI stuff on the White House website, all of that is being changed. They have a Doge-like countdown clock, or at least it's showing how much money can potentially be saved, and they run it alongside the debt clock. So I'm excited about Doge, but I also think that the two people who were kind of appointed to the whole Doge project are maybe not going to be involved anymore, so I'm not sure where that's going to take us. We'll talk with Ilya Shapiro after the top of the hour. He's our constitutional law expert, of course, director of constitutional studies at the Manhattan Institute. A federal judge today in Seattle temporarily blocked the executive order on birthright citizenship. That's going to, well, first of all, that was not unexpected. It's going to go to the Supremes. How quickly, how will this be handled? And I don't think, and I've had a few listeners ask me about this today, I certainly am very interested in removing the birthright citizenship aspect, but there's, you know, maybe going to have to be a constitutional amendment. Look, the whole thing was based on what happened with slavery, people who were brought to this country and became slaves, tortured. They didn't have the right to citizenship. The 14th Amendment corrected that. It did not, the intention was not, now this gets tricky constitutionally too, but the intention was not to give anyone who would cross the border, millions of people illegally, who might get pregnant or then become pregnant and they have a baby, and then they're automatically a citizen of this country. That's the way it's set up, though, right now. And birthright citizenship is spelled out in the Constitution, so it might take a constitutional amendment, but Ilya's going to break that all down. Brian Ping at 525, the latest on the fires in Los Angeles.
Get more at 971talk.com.